Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Peter is in Vernon, New Jersey. What's up, Peter?
Hey, guys. I was just thinking about Mike Kafka. I mean, the one thing about the Giants this year is their offense is better. We actually score points. You know, when's the last time in the last couple of years, 4 years, we scored 30 points in a game?
It's ridiculous. So much better. Mike, it's much better, Pete.
Agreed.
Agreed. And now Mike Kafka, being the offensive coordinator, I'm going to give him some credit for that. You know, because he was in charge of them. You know, let's face it, our special teams, we can't kick a field goal. The defense only plays three quarters. So this team is not – they're 2-9, I agree. But if we put a defense together, get somebody to kick a field goal, we'll probably win a lot more games. And I got to give Kafka some credit for that.
Well, I don't know about Kafka. I mean, the offense is scoring points with Dable here as well. And thank you for the call, Peter. I mean, I like the fact that they were running the football last week more so than they did with Brian Daboll, just the straight runs. I'm not talking about quarterback runs. I'm talking about running the football. I would expect to see that. That's what I'm excited to see. Jackson Dart back and how Kafka handles the run game. I think you're going to see a lot more handoffs from Jackson Dart to his running backs and a lot more throws from Jackson Dart as opposed to just using his legs for a variety of reasons.
Yeah, but the only thing that I would say, like, think about all the coordinators for both of these teams that we've gotten on over the years where their side of the ball doesn't do anything. Anything well, anything productive, anything consistent, and we crush them. Well, the Giants' offense has really been pretty good this year, so we can't just gloss over the job that Kafka's done, even though, obviously, Dable is an offensive guy when he was here. Yeah, as the head coach, he's going to get some credit. Like, it's got to work both ways. When you're the coordinator and you're not good, you get blasted. And when you're the coordinator and your unit does their job, you got to get praised.
I know, but Kafka was here for a long time with the Giants offense and how'd it go?
Didn't have a quarterback. Finally got one. Look what happens. Everybody around the league knows
that.
Yeah,
okay, but then anybody could be a good offensive coordinator with a good quarterback. I want to see the coordinators who could take a quarterback that's not very good and figure it out. See, Kafka, to me, gets more credit last week because he did it with Jameis, not Jackson Dart. He did it with the run game primarily, and he had Jameis Winston, who's a career backup quarterback, no Jackson Dart. So let's see what they can do now. As far I'm not talking about, you know, lighting the league on fire here, scoring points. I'm talking about the Giants haven't had a competent offense for years until this season. And that's what gets you excited. And it was even with Russell Wilson in week two against the Cowboys. I know Russell Wilson went sideways, you know, the rest of the way, but they were at least scoring more points this year, much more consistently than anything we've seen prior.
Let me throw this at you here. All right, this is a name that has not really been thrown around for the Giants. All right, before I give you the name, 10-6, 13-3, 11-6, 13-3, 11-6, 13-4. This gentleman has coached 14 playoff games. Now, maybe to the chagrin of some, he's only won 7. So, you know, 500% winning percentage, 65% winning percentage in the regular season, which is very, very good. I mean, you think the Bills are going in the right direction? The answer is no. I think there's a good chance they fire him.
I'll tell you this. If Shane's still here, I think it's even more likely that the Giants would hire McDermott. Remember, Shane from Buffalo.
Would you view that as a good move for the Giants? I would. I'd say it's a home run, but it's a stand-up double. I mean, it's in the gap, man. It's not a blue base hit. This guy's coached a lot of games.
Yeah, do you want to get on base or you don't want to score?
Well, I mean, maybe if the Bills GM did a better job and had a defense, maybe it would score.
I know.
Their defense stinks.
Well, they're always hurt, too. I know where you're at, and I get that. And I think a lot of Giant fans are there saying, we just need somebody to raise the floor here. Get bottom out shouldn't be, well, high risk, high reward. Well, this young coordinator, offensive mind or defensive, they could be great. Or they could suck like the 15 other guys before him. And if you hire somebody like McDermott or McCarthy, you kind of know the floor is going to be much, much better than anything we've had. And then if they can't get over the hump, McCarthy or McDermott in this particular case, then you could make the decision to go from there to the definitive. Like, what are the Bills going to do if they fire McDermott?
I don't know who they're going to hire. It's a great question. But, you know, I think there's a good chance he's going to be gone. There was talk last year. Bills fans are tired of him.
Now, if you were them, what would you do?
This is a cop-out answer. I mean, I'm not in the building, so but I'll give you an answer.
You did it with Tibbs.
Yeah, I know. That's true. I was kind of going there. For me, there's a point where once I just kind of see the same thing too much, I got to say, that's probably my answer. I would probably move on from McDermott.
Yeah,
I mean, unless they just completely reverse this. But, dude, they're
going backwards.
They're going the wrong way.
They're going backwards now. We thought this last year. Now we're seeing it. They're clearly regressing. So the fear is, okay, do you run it back again and hope that they overcome this? Or is it just, you know what, we gave it everything we had. That's it. It's time for a new voice, a new leader that maybe, hopefully, could get us over the hump.
Yeah, and the truth of the matter is, unlike the Giants and some other teams who have been bad for a long time, it's easier to justify hiring a coordinator that you maybe it's an internal elevation because you've already got the veteran head coach who's won almost 100 games and has a 65% winning.
You're not going that route again.
I mean, not that you wouldn't 100%, but you don't have to. Whereas I just feel like the Giants have to hire somebody who's done it.
BT, it's Sal on the Fan. Frank is calling from Syosset. What's up, Frank?
Sal, BT, an early happy Thanksgiving to you and your families.
You too.
Frankie?
Sal, I couldn't agree with you more. You know, last week's game, the Packers, I wasn't really interested in what the offense was going to do because we know that the offense has improved. They're putting points on the board. I was looking more for an improvement on the defensive end. And if you notice last week, Sal, the Packers were swinging out to the right. They were doing short out routes to the right sideline. And who was on the left side of the defensive side of the ball? Abdul Carter, Bobby Okereke, Deontay Banks. What has happened to Deontay Okereke this year? And then they'd run the ball up the middle, and the defensive front couldn't get off the block.
Yeah, I think Okereke's had a bad year. I was watching one clip. I don't know if it came from Baldy or I think it was Baldy. And thank you for the call, Frank. And you see Dexter Lawrence. It might have been one of the Giants podcast guys. I'm not sure if it's Marash's guy or Bobby Skinner. Anyway, I saw somebody showing a highlight where it was a run from the Packers where they were triple teaming Dexter Lawrence on the triple team.
Okay.
Which you would think would free up Bobby Okereke or somebody to make a play.
It's a numbers game at that point. And you should win.
He got caught up in the group behind Dexter Lawrence not making a play. The running back runs free. And I just think he scored the touchdown. I forget. But you see Dexter getting triple teamed and Okereke didn't make a play. It just. Look, I'm not breaking down the film, but we have Boldy on every week. He is doing it. Giants defense, I don't care how you slice it, it's been nowhere near good enough at all.
No, it's not. They need a stud linebacker. They need a stud corner. They need a better safety. And they need one more offensive weapon. That's a lot.
BT.
You know, but if you could get that, you can make a big jump.
Sorry, BT. BT and Sal on the Fan. More your calls when we come back. We'll work baseball into the conversation next hour as well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.